In this training video, we will talk about the importance of your why. If you don't plan your life, somebody else will plan it for you. Jim Rohn, a highly successful entrepreneur, author, and motivational speaker, knew very well the importance of aligning your why, your vision, mission, goals, and values and beliefs, and making them congruent all the way. If you want to be a truly inspirational and successful leader, you need to be very clear about the direction you are heading towards. The majority of us don't like to think too far ahead, but those who do create an important mindset that provides them with a clear understanding of their highest intentions, their values in life, and what is most important to them. If you are struggling to successfully accomplishing your goals, it is most likely because you lack clear focus on the ultimate outcome. You might know exactly what you don't want, but have no idea about what you do want instead. Our brain is like a GPS. If you want to get to a certain place, do you type in where you don't want to go or the detailed address of your destination? Can you imagine how frustrating it would be to drive around aimlessly, not knowing where and how far you are from the destination you don't even know in the first place? Now, this is exactly how we often communicate with ourselves. I don't want to be ruthless. I don't want to deal with difficult employees anymore. I don't want to be seen as weak. I don't want to be, you insert your response here. But what would happen if you were very clear on your destination, right down to the suburb, street name, and house number? Find out where you want to head towards, and suddenly you are cruising along easily and effortlessly, arriving at your final destination in a calm and relaxed state. We all heard about goal setting and how instrumental it is in our success. And we all have set goals for ourselves before. Fact is, unfortunately, that we likely failed a high percentage of them. The reason why so many of us struggle to achieve our goals is that goals are only one element in our journey and sit at a low level for that matter. Other elements include our values and beliefs, our mission, our vision, and our ultimate why. In other words, our purpose. It is the lack of knowing our why and misalignment of all the levels that are our biggest stumbling blocks. Let me illustrate this with an overview. If you want to successfully achieve your goals, you need to focus on your desired outcome. Because if you continuously keep the end in mind, your why, it accelerates the results you get. Your results you will get are based on your thinking and actions of today. So the most important thing is to get clear on your why. Ask yourself, what is my purpose? Why am I here? What is my legacy I would like to leave behind? How would I like to be remembered? What is the most important thing in my life? What difference would I like to have made in the lives of others? What would I like to share and contribute to the world that will essentially define me? Nelson Mandela most famously said, "What counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is what difference we have made in the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead." As a young person, and I still include myself in that category, it can be difficult to think and plan beyond our life. But when we work through the previous soul-searching questions, it becomes very clear what is truly important to us. Knowing what is truly important to us then helps us align who we are and our ultimate purpose. That in turn helps us to make real good decisions in life. Once you have answered the previous questions, and you might even want to go back and pause the video for a moment, you can drill down a bit further and align all the levels below the why. Once you know your why, your life vision becomes more evident. Writing down your vision statement will serve you as a reminder of your ultimate destination when you encounter challenges and momentarily lose focus. Make sure that you keep your vision statement short and sweet. I personally recommend 50 words or less. Write it in the first person and present tense and make statements about the future as if they already happened. Dream big, focus on success and infuse your statement with passion and emotion. The more detailed you paint your vision image, the better you can see it in your mind's eye. Even though your vision statement can change over time, you might be amazed at how many components remain consistent over time. And that is because you know your why. Next, you must look at what actions you need to generate or produce to achieve your desired outcome. So now you're going on a mission. In your mission statement, you stipulate which strength you already possess or want to acquire. Or in other words, the skills, knowledge, attitude, and expertise you will utilize to support specific actions towards fulfilling your vision. For example, I will utilize my strong networking abilities to create and grow a large supporter community who stands up against family violence to ultimately achieve prevention of domestic violence. By the way, there is no substitute for action. And whatever you do needs to be aligned with your vision and ultimate purpose. As Joel A. Barker nicely outlined in his quote, "Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. But vision with action can change the world." So only now have we arrived at the goals level. It is very important to understand that goals do not equal your purpose. The short and long-term goals are only your guideposts along the way to your ultimate destination. Once you have set your mission, you are ready to set your goals. Needless to say that all your goals must be aligned with your mission, your vision, and your why, and cover the various aspects of your life. Your goals should be SMART, that is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. It is wise to break down your goals into smaller pieces like yearly, monthly, weekly, even daily goals that give you a sense of accomplishment every time you achieve them as you realize that you are one step closer to be your true and authentic self. But let's not forget about the last but certainly not least level, your values and beliefs. In order for you to reach your goals, complete your mission, accomplish your vision and fulfill your purpose, your values and beliefs need to be also aligned and support your actions and decisions. Too often people are setting goals or go on a mission thinking that this is what they should be doing, but there is no excitement or passion. They think that it is the right thing to do when it actually isn't. It might be them chasing somebody else's dream or fulfilling social obligations or trying to make other people happy. We get stuck when we try to live somebody else's life. Just be yourself because everybody else is already taken. If you want to be unique and authentic, you need to be aware of what is important to you, or in other words, your values and beliefs. Beliefs are a sense of certainty about what something means to you, and are formed in your childhood and influenced by the significant people around you. You have thousands of beliefs, and most of them you might not even be aware of. Most people never question their beliefs because they think they are set in stone. But life is everything you believe it is. You might have heard the famous quote by Walt Disney. He said, "If you can dream it, you can do it." And he certainly was living proof of that. Your values are like your life's compass. We all have values, whether we know them or not. They are emotional states, attributes, or ways of being that you value ahead of everything else. Filters about what you hold dear. Values are developed from early family beginnings and are refined as you gain more life experience. They represent who you are and the things that you are prepared to fight for. It is important to recognize that your values set the standard against which you judge yourself and others. Now, examples of values include ambition, compassion, courage, family, education, friendship, security, prosperity, trust, self-respect, integrity, and of course, many more. It is crucial to do some self-reflection and think about what your values and beliefs are. You might want to again pause the video for a moment. The list of values grows easily and unfortunately can cause you to lose your focus and scramble your priorities. So in a second step, make sure that you create a short list of your top 5 values and arrange them in a hierarchy from most to least important. This is especially helpful in situations where you need to decide between 2 or more of your values. For example, if a friend asks you to join him at a sports event this weekend, but you have already promised your family that you would take them to the beach, and your more important value is family, not friendship, then you will stick with your original plan to take the family to the beach. If you know your values and the hierarchy, decision-making becomes absolutely effortless. It is easy to get caught up in what life throws at us and in the challenges we face in today's busy and ever-changing environments. But if you focus on the outcome while continuously keeping the end in mind, it accelerates the results you want and desire. The results you get are based on your thinking and action of today. And your action needs to be congruent with your goals, your mission, your vision, and your ultimate why, your purpose. Otherwise, every step you take just gets you to the wrong place faster. Thanks for watching and dare to make a difference.